We do this high school football, basketball coverage. How could we make that coverage better, Kevin?
We can recreate the Hoosiers gymnasium and put it here in our parking lot and use that as the place to play basketball. Then we can recreate a football stadium somewhere. I don't know, the Wolverina or something like that. I don't know.
Who is synonymous with high school football? How about John Fedko?
The Fedko Zone.
Oh, yeah. This is big. High school football lives on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. And this year, our broadcast just got bigger. 2 weeks from tonight, the man who revolutionized coverage here in Western Pennsylvania, John Fedko, is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line. Welcome to the team, John.
It's an honor to be on KDKA Radio, and I'm just so grateful to God for this opportunity. I mean, the team that KDK has put together for our Friday night football coverage is amazing. I'm just a small part of that. I mean, Dan Zangrilli does an unbelievable job with play-by-play. Johnny Lee's a radio legend. I mean, I used to do a post-game show after Skylights, and Johnny Lee, of course, would be the guy who did the big game, and we'd have him on every Friday night. He's just so enthusiastic, so good at what he does. And then to be on the air with the incredibly legendary Mike White, who is really one of the all-time great high school football writers in the nation. I mean, that was when KDK called me for this opportunity, which again I'm so grateful to God to have. The first thing I said was, "Well, I get to work with Mike White, and yeah, Mike's with us." I'm like, that alone is an honor. His wealth of knowledge on high school sports is incredible. So I'm just looking forward, Larry. I'm a small part of it. I'm grateful to be a part of this legendary radio broadcast organization, and the team that KDK has put together is second to none. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Your name is synonymous with high school football in Western Pennsylvania, John. And last year, I was at the Thomas Jefferson at Gateway High School game, and I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about the coverage and, you know, the pregame and everything, and they were saying, you know, something's missing about the high school football coverage that KDK does and how great it was, but something was missing. And that person said what was missing was John Fedko, no lie. And so the first game of the week, high school football game of the week, is back at Gateway, Mount Lebanon, and you're anchoring the coverage. That's amazing.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I thank you so much for those kind words. I will tell you, and I did Skylights for 30 years at Channel 11. I'm not a guy that has a lot of talent. That's why I go to church every day. Already been to 6:40 a.m. Mass at St. Bonaventure this morning, because I hit my knees and thank God 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, for the blessings He's given a guy like me who has no talent and just has been blessed by God with some miracles. Listen, Skylights was great because of those photographers. Guys like Scott Dobson, the late Tim Holloman, who I still pray for every day. He's passed away. Ward Hobbs. These guys, it was the photographers who made Skylights great. I would just go on the air, pray for a miracle, ad-lib all that stuff. But it was those guys who put the product on the air. And it'll be the same thing at KDKA. The reason our coverage is going to be so great, first of all, let's start with Mike White, who's just a legend. And Johnny Lee and Dan Zangrilli. I'm just going to be there to kind of throw in my two cents. You know, the great thing about KDK and this town of Western Pennsylvania, as you guys well know, because you're both, you know, Larry Richard's a legend. It's a colloquial town. And I'll bring 30 years of doing high school football coverage. And I think that means something. I have a perspective of, you know, covering high school football here since 1987. I mean, the first year I did Skylights, North Hills won the national championship. But to be able to go to some of these unbelievable facilities where you talk about the field of dreams of high school football, when you walk into the pit at Aliquippa, when you walk into, just go downtown Clareton, in the City of Prayer, I just love that place. I loved going to those games. When you go to Rochester, when you go to some of the Newcastle, some of these stadiums where you walk in and you can feel, you can just feel the history there, especially Aliquippa, an amazing story, a team that plays three classifications up. Are you kidding me? Some of the stories that even this year, are going to be. Bell Vernon's got a great team with great players. It's going to be an amazing, amazing season on KDK Radio. And I'm just so grateful to be back and be a part of it. For me, it's going to be a real blessing just to go out, see the fans, the bands, the crowds, the people. You know, I just love going to just to sit in the stands and talk to the people. I mean, it's way more than high school football players, and of course it's their time to shine and get the coverage they deserve. But it's these towns and the atmosphere. Even Gateway. I mean, Gateway's got a lot of history. I love that stadium. I love that area there. I remember flying a chopper in, and you know that the stadium's right off the highway there. It's and landing in a field. It was like yesterday. I'm an old man. I'm 62. Larry and I are old. We've been around a while.
Well, so, yeah. We're with John Fedko. John's first broadcast 2 weeks from tonight. KDK Radio, Allegheny Health Network, Sports Medicine, High School Game of the Week, Mount Lebanon at Gateway. John, you have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, I've been real fortunate, and my one son plays in the Minnesota Twins organization. And he started the season out at Low A, which is Fort Myers. I was at the game at Fort Myers when they called him in afterwards. He just batted 380 there, and they called him up to High A, Cedar Rapids. And we knew this game was on the schedule, that they were going to play a minor league game Tuesday night. It was August 9th at the Field of Dreams. And, you know, you hope he gets called up to Wichita and doesn't play in the game at one hand. On the other hand, you hope they don't, and he played in it. Well, he played in it. And it was insane. In 1989, that movie came out. I was 29. I'm not a big movie guy, but to me, it's without a doubt the greatest baseball movie of all time. My dad fought in two wars, Korea and Vietnam. He's buried in Arlington. You can see the Washington Monument from his grave. He's a lieutenant colonel in the Army. And my dad loved baseball, and he would take me to baseball games all over the country because we were living on military bases before we settled in Harrisburg. And I saw games in Kansas City. I saw them in Baltimore. I saw them everywhere, all over the country, because my dad was at Fort Leavenworth for a year, and he loved Major League Baseball. So that I saw that movie, of course, at 29. I'm crying like any man cries when they see that movie. It's all about, you know, father and sons and baseball. And I never realized at 29 would I ever dream that my son would play a pro baseball game there.
Wow.
So, you know, when the game got on the schedule, I prayed he was in the lineup, and he was playing every day. You know, by the time they got to that game, so he batted fifth, he played right field, he got an RBI single, he stole a base, he scored a run. And the crazy thing about that stadium, see, when I thought they were going to play that game, I thought they were going to play on the movie set field. I didn't know they built a major league stadium right next to the field. And to get to the stadium, the Major League Stadium you saw last night, of course, the game was on national television last night with the Reds and the Cubs. Kyler's game was on MLB Network on Tuesday. You have to walk through the cornfield to get to the stadium. You got to walk on the movie set, walk into the cornfield. You have to do it. And then you got to take a path through the cornfield. And all of a sudden, there's in the middle of a cornfield is a Major League Baseball stadium. It's insane.
That is magic.
It was. I highly recommend anybody who loves the game of baseball to take the 10-hour drive in the middle of nowhere and go see that place.
Well,
there's something about it that's unbelievable when you're driving through a cornfield. Even when you get to Dyersville, the little town, you got to drive 4 miles down a one-way little tiny road just to get to the movie set in the stadium. There's no parking lots. There's no major roads. It's one road. There's one way in, and it's in the middle of a cornfield. You'll see it just like in the movie. All of a sudden, you see these lights, and that's a baseball stadium in the middle of a cornfield.
Well,
and to have the, you know, I listen again. I don't say this. I go to mass every day. I pray all day. I just thank God. I mean, I realize that I'm one of a handful of dads whose dad kid's going to play a professional baseball game at that stadium. He played it, and he got an RBI single, scored a run. He got to keep the uniform, and he gave it to us after the game, you know, because he's worried about his career. So I have the uniform he played in.
Well, I think the problem here is in 2 weeks is trying to get you to come out of your shell and give us that same passion for high school football. No, we're excited to have you on the team, John, and we'll look forward to talking down the road too, because Kevin and I every Friday morning are going to be somewhere in the town of the home team. So we're going to have – basically wall-to-wall coverage. So we're excited to have you with us.
Just grateful to be part of the team. And, the team that we've assembled. I'm going to, you know, Mike White will be on with every Friday. I just can't wait for that.
Oh, you got
his brain. I mean, that guy's awesome.
He's awesome. You mentioned Dan Zangrilli. You got Robert Mangino on the field. You got Kale Berger and Ben Tenuta. It's a great team, and you're going to be
a great team.
Big part of it. 2 weeks from tonight, the KDK Radio Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine High School Game of the Week. Mount Lebanon at Gateway with John Fedko, the Fedko Zone. John, you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Larry and Kev. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Our pleasure.